It's more than 20 years you've been here.
Yeah, I think it's 15 years ago. Great. I played a recital.
And you've been in UNESCO Festival.
UNESCO Festival, I was the second time for the jury for the UNESCO piano competition, and I go next year also.
Did you have German competitors?
Yeah. UNESCO is an old competition with a good name, and sometimes it's more good, sometimes not too good. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Great. Can you tell us about the Union of Chamber Musicians in Weimar? How it works? You founded it.
Competition for the chamber music.
It's a society for chamber music in Weimar. It's written here.
No. We have the international competition.
Yes.
And for Liszt competition, for Spohr, for violin, and for chamber music also. In the, this year, in November, is a competition for chamber music. For piano and strings, trio or quartet or the quintet.
Uh-huh. It's written here, Union of Performers, Music Chamber Performers.
Weimar Solist, yeah.
Weimar Solist.
Is a chamber music player from 1 to 7 players, and quintet and sextet and trio and quatuor.
How many musicians?
A group.
In Leipzig.
I finished now in the last year the University of Music in Weimar. I'm finished and I live in Leipzig and I have the big foundation for the culture. Education, very busy.
It's a school or
a school? No. It's a foundation.
Yes.
Yeah, culture foundation. They founded from Kurt Masur after the change between the German East and German West together. Culture Foundation Leipzig, very important for all things.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you have money for it?
No, not too much. Not too much. The money is always a problem. Not only in Romania.
And
in Germany is the same.
Could we describe the music life in Leipzig nowadays?
No, the Hochschule Mendelssohn Bartholdy is very important in Germany, and the music education is with Wisse Gewandhaus and Radio Leipzig, a very big level.
So there's a symphonic orchestra, radio.
MDR symphony orchestra, yes. Very important, and Gewandhaus together. Ricardo Schei. It's very important. Radio symphony orchestra plays in the same Saal. The Gewandhaus has a big house and in the middle from Leipzig and big 2,200 people.
And there's a great festival of Leipzig.
Yeah, Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn in September, Mendelssohn Festtage, and now we have the Bachfest.
Exactly now.
Bachfest in Leipzig. Every year. Bachfest in June, every year, very good spectacle and very good.
1 month?
Three weeks.
Yes.
3 weeks.
In September,
2 weeks. Mendelssohn, yeah. Oh, very good.
Tell us about your students. Maybe we know some of them.
Students? No, we have in Weimar good niveau. We have a very very talented from also Europe. We have a very good violin from Romania,
yes.
And many people from Asia. Japan, Korea, China.
How is the feedback of the public when they see so many nations, students coming?
It's very good because it's for the people all the world, good feelings, nationality, not to separate someone together.
Enriches the music lesson.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
Tell us about the history of your first Beethoven concerto. I suppose you'll play
I find the Beethoven concerto is a very important piece because it's all the ideas from the musical and for the composition is in this concert. And the second movement is a very nice piece. First and second, not too much played, in more the 30, 4, and 5. Oh, very, very good piece.
When did you start to play it?
I played long time. Played and long
For
time.
Months,
no, no, yeah, when, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
Mr. Arons, I understand you have the rehearsal with the orchestra now.
Yeah.
I thank you very much. The radio has the program between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, so it will be promotional and
very nice.
People will learn about the program of the Philharmonic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Same we are very glad you were invited here by the German Cultural Center.
No, I know very good Voces Quartet. Voces, I played with before 10 or 15 years in Germany with a quartet. Very, very, very good musician. In the near from Magdeburg,